Chris Rock will tell us about his high school days in a couple of minutes. Rock is still with Saturday Night Live. He also starred in and co-wrote the recent rap movie spoof CB4. One of Rock's memorable Saturday Night sketches is a talk show hosted by a militant out of the early 70s named Nat X.
All right, it's time for a new segment on the show. It's called What Would Have Happened If They Were Black? Now, what we do here is take crimes committed by white celebrities and ask the question, what would have happened if they were black? Tonight, Eve Montgomery writes, Dear Nat, what would have happened if Pee Wee Herman was black? Well, Eve, if Pee Wee Herman was black, not only would he have been arrested for indecent exposure, but they would have gave him another 10 years for blocking the screen with his big African-American penis.
What interested you in this character from the period of, I'd say, what, the late 60s or early 70s, you know, Afro, Dashiki? It's a period when you were very young. You were born in 67.
Right.
So is this based on people who you knew or people who you've seen on TV reruns and in movies?
I don't know. I just thought militant talk shows. Like, when I got the job, first thing I did was look at tapes of Eddie Murphy. Then I look at Living Color. And I try to figure out what didn't Eddie Murphy do and what isn't Living Color doing right now. And I came up with militant. Okay, what do I do militant? Talk show host. I need a format. Letterman has a very good, Letterman's very, pretty much the same thing happens every night. So I used that format and came up with Nat X. It was more of a necessity, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a practical thing to do.
Now, let me ask you about another sketch that you've done. It's another show called I'm Chillin'. Describe the character and how you created this.
It was just something, like, I wanted to do a real homeboy thing from a black perspective. One thing about Chillin' is they don't steal anything. And they use a lot of slang, but the English is pretty correct. You know, if a white guy would have wrote it, the English would have been pretty messed up. You know, it would sound, and they'd be stealing. So I wanted to do, you know, just homeboys out. Just because you have a hat on, a baseball hat, doesn't mean, you know, you're getting ready to shoot anybody. These guys, you know, they got to talk shows from the projects. And, you know, another thing, format, mother jokes, people are doing mother jokes. How do I slip? You know, I write these things. I'm thinking long term. How can I write I can get a lot of these out. And the best way to get a lot of them out is to have a nice, structured format. I can always come up with a mother joke. I can always say a rhyme, big rhyming thing at the top. And again, it's something they weren't doing on Living Color, and it's something Eddie didn't do.
Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome to I'm Chillin'. The showsy with the housies. Now, I'm your host on ski to the highest degree, to the T.O.P. Yo, it's all about Mike. And sitting by my side, my main man, my ace in the hole, my New Jersey toe, my Esther Roll, my 10-foot pole, my Billy Joel, my Nat King Cole, my Dead Sea Scroll, my Dr. Show, my Helmet Cole, my Grassy Knoll, my Kid Creole, my Lakaja Foe.
We're listening to a 1991 interview with Chris Rock. Later in our discussion, he told me about the block he grew up on in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant.
I live on a real nice block, but it was a real bad neighborhood. It's like the nicest block in the ghetto.
What made the block nice?
It was just a nice block. It was just everybody worked and a bunch of brownstones, and then you had to go get milk. And to go to the ghetto to get milk. It was a real nice block. It's still nice.
So what would the walk on the way to the place to get milk be like?
You don't even know you're in the ghetto when you're there every day. You don't even realize it. You know, but it wasn't that wild. I mean, if you're into a wild lifestyle, then, you know, wild things happen to you. You know, I got robbed a couple of times, and you know, but nothing serious.
Now, the high school you went to, you were bused?
I was bused to, I was bused to school like second grade. I mean, grade school, junior high, and my first 2 years of high school, all bus.
What kind of neighborhood were you bused to?
I was bused to Bensonhurst, pretty much. I was talking to Andrew Dice Clay. Last year, 2 years ago. And we were talking, and we realized we went to all the same schools.
Really?
So those are the kind of people I actually went to school with. People with dice-like views. School was hell to me. School's like Vietnam. I hate school.
Did you get beaten up or anything?
I got beat up. I got put in the hospital one time.
How'd that happen?
Kicked in the head. Fractured skull. It was always like stupid race stuff. And it was only like 20 black kids in the school. And it'd be hundreds of white kids and parents didn't want us. Oh, it was sick. In the 70s. Oh.
How do you go through an experience like that and not end up just really hating all white people because of the way those particular white people treated you?
I don't know. I mean, some people were nice to me. I had a couple of nice teachers and stuff. I mean, I'm like petrified when I'm in like really poor white neighborhoods to this day. My nose will start bleeding. Petrified. Much, much more scared in a white neighborhood than a black neighborhood. A lot of people go, white people can't walk through Harlem. White people walk through Harlem every day because they own everything in Harlem. You know, in my neighborhood, when I go to the store, no black people own stores. No black people own the cleaners. No black people own the check cash place or any other liquor store. Nothing. So there's always white people in black neighborhoods. And whenever a white person does get attacked in a black neighborhood, they always get robbed because black people are broke. Whenever a black person gets attacked in a white, they just get killed. They get beat up. They could have $1,000 in their pocket. They're getting beat just for the sake of being black.
When you were in school and getting beat up a lot, were you good at fighting back?
I mean, you fight back to an extent, but it's just run. It's too much for a kid to comprehend. When I got in school, my first day, second grade, a little Eddie Farrell called me nigger. And that's the first word I ever heard from, like, a white kid. My first day of school. It's, like, way too much, you know. I guess I'm messed up to this day. In a sense. But, I mean, that's where the jokes come from. Comedy is the blues for people that can't sing.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Rock, this is Fresh Air.